couple of things. One, just a quick message to BBC, ITN and Sky. You are in very slight danger of getting in the way of the PCC code, section 12.1. Section 12i, even. It's not a 1. I don't have my glasses on. Male partner. It doesn't matter if it's a male partner. It's still a partner. You are involving David Law's sexual orientation in something that has no relevance whatsoever. So can you not do that, please? Thank you. I don't care if you don't listen to me. I will still make a complaint if you do it again. Because apparently one complaint can do so much damage to the BBC, because they're wankers. Talking of wankers, the Daily Tory graph. Basically what happened, it was Thursday or Friday, and what happened was the Daily Tory graph, wankers that they are, released information about the MP David Law's expenses regarding his partner, something Lundy, something. But yeah. And what happened was today he had to resign because those expenses are no longer allowed. But more importantly, you have to understand why he made those claims in the first place. And what I think what's going on was he paid for a mortgage or some rooms or something. I really haven't read into it because I've been so angry at the Conservative toss bags at the Tory graph over the last couple of hours. Oh, and Eurovision got in the way. So that calmed me down a bit. Paying for rooms or accommodation of some sort, or, and then he paid for a bit of a mortgage for his partner, basically because he wanted to keep his sexuality hidden, something that nobody should have to do. And he wanted to keep his personal and professional lives completely separate. That's absolutely fine. That is a human claim for expenses. That is a very valid claim in my eyes and the opinions of quite a lot of other people. That is fine. It may not be within the rules, but that's fine. And yeah. But what happened with the Tory graph is they got hold of these details and they basically went, oh, Daily Tory graph plus something unconservative equals slander time, which is their equation that they use on an almost daily basis. And that's how the Daily Tory graph works. And the Daily Mail works in the Daily Mail plus something that's not right wing equals paper. Sorry, free toilet paper. Oh no, it's not free. It's 50 pence toilet paper. It's pretty expensive toilet paper. It's got ink on it. Oh, God, Jesus, it makes a terrible mess. But it's actually more legible, and it's actually better journalism if it's got shit on it. Both the Tory graph and the Daily Mail. So yeah, I have no respect now for the Tory graph. I had a little tiny bit of respect, and that was purely for their journalism. But now I have no respect. You do not do that. You do not force someone out like that, for a start. And secondly, that's a perfectly legitimate claim. If you don't think so, then you can jolly well fuck off. But you're not in government, are you? I really hope you never get into government. If anybody from the Tory graph gets into government, I will move. I said I would move to the Netherlands if the Conservatives won the general election. They didn't win, so I still have kept my promise. But if they do win, I am seriously either going to Denmark, the Netherlands, or I think I was talking to Angelique and we were saying somewhere else earlier. I think it might have been Kosovo. I can't remember. And why wasn't Kosovo in the European Song Contest? What the fuck's going on there? Anywho, so yes, Tory graph cunts, David Laws, I hope you're all right, and I hope they didn't scar you. BBC, ITN and Sky, make sure you follow the PCC code of conduct. And yes, I'm Kevin Steinhardt, florid homosexual, and defending the rest of them. Shut up, Daily Tory graph, thank you.